Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Patriots ended their week on Friday with a win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and on Monday, they were right back to work out here on the practice fields behind Gillette Stadium. They've got kind of a shorter week this week. They will leave to go to Detroit on Wednesday for the Thursday night game, so let's get you caught up on some news and notes from this Monday afternoon. The most surprising news on Monday was the absence of Danny Amendola, who was not there at the start of practice. It's an interesting tidbit, since it's the first time he's missed practice since training camp began. Also, there are still no signs of Jermaine Cunningham or Marcus Cannon, but Dan Connolly was back on the field after missing a few days and not playing Friday against the Bucs. The Pats are back to practicing with themselves after having 2 weeks worth of practice going up against other teams, the Eagles and the Buccaneers. And a good sign for the secondary on Monday was the fact that Devin McCourty was not in the red no-contact jersey. He was out there back in blue. And on Monday, the team also released linebacker A.J. Eads, offensive lineman R.J. Mattis, and defensive line Scott Vallone, which now puts the roster at 84 players, which will again be trimmed down to 75 next week. So the team will practice again on Tuesday. They'll take Wednesday off. And, of course, game time is at 7:30 at Ford Field in Detroit on Thursday. That will do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.